Nolte, disgraced CBS News unlikely to reform under Barry Weiss. By John Nolte on October 8, 2025. Barry Weiss is the new editor-in-chief at the disgraced, far-left CBS News, but don't expect anything beyond more of the same. There's a lot to love about the news that Weiss is taking over at CBS News. Mainly, I love how this move shoves it in the face of the Democrat Party's woke Gestapo. If you recall, back in 2020, the woke Gestapo bullied Weiss out of the New York Times, where she had previously been a leftist in good standing, primarily as an opinion writer. Weiss was one of them until she wasn't. She wasn't pure enough as a die-hard Hillary Clinton supporter. The fact that Weiss is gay married to another woman no longer cut the woke mustard. No, Weiss had sinned and was immediately excommunicated for backing her employer's decision to publish Senator Tom Cotton's op-ed saying troops might be necessary to quell the Black Lives Matter riots. In her resignation letter, Weiss correctly accused the Times of surrendering its moral and journalistic virtue to the woketards, especially those on Twitter. Stories are chosen and told in a way to satisfy the narrowest of audiences, rather than to allow a curious public to read about the world and then draw their own conclusions. She added, "Twitter is not on the masthead of the New York Times, but Twitter has become its ultimate editor. All good, right? It gets gooder." While everyone assumed she would disappear into Substack, that ash pile for former corporate media stars like Jim Acosta and a bunch of others I've forgotten, Weiss thrived on Substack with the Free Press, which eventually became a full-blown media company. And then came the gooderest part. This month, CBS News purchased the Free Press for $150 million and installed Weiss as its editor-in-chief. So, in a mere 5 years, the woke Gestapo went from being smugly certain it had forever banished Weiss to watching helplessly as she became a millionaire and their boss. I don't care who you are, that's a great story, a great American story. And Weiss deserves all the credit in the world for pulling herself up, rebuilding from the ashes, and sticking her finger in the eye of democracy's greatest villains, the woke Gestapo. Nevertheless, I do not hold out much hope that she can or even wants to reform CBS News. My guess, and I hope to be proven wrong, I hope to have misjudged Ms. Weiss, is that during the upcoming 2026 midterm elections and 2028 presidential election, CBS News will be as it is now, indistinguishable from CNN or MSNBC. Part of the problem is, as the saying goes, personnel is policy. That's a saying for good reason. Look at the difference between Donald Trump's first and second terms. The difference is striking. Trump got plenty done in term one, but this second term makes that first term look stagnant. The difference? Personnel. Will Weiss sweep out the stalls at CBS News, or will the hopelessly corrupt and relentlessly dishonest Leslie Stahl, Scott Pelley, Nora O'Donnell, Margaret Brennan, Gail King, John Dickerson, etc., remain in place? If they remain in place, nothing changes. Yes, I'm aware CBS has new ownership. Will the new owners sweep out the stalls? Well, the previous owner, Shari Redstone, claimed to be unhappy with the bias at CBS News and didn't or couldn't, so what does that tell you? Then there's Weiss herself, who, as I said, is a die-hard leftist. For example, she dishonestly smeared Breitbart News, a company founded by Jews, for being anti-Semitic. So, let's add all of this up and then do a mental exercise using the past as an example. What I mean is this. Everything else being exactly the same, let's pretend all these changes at CBS News occurred in 2018 instead of 2025. Are we to believe that under CBS News, Weiss would have had the courage to go hard after Joe Biden's obvious mental decline? Investigate Kamala's lie about working at McDonald's? Report accurately about how the Democrats deliberately opened our southern border to the third world? Report accurately on the rising crime in Democrat-run cities? Defy the rest of the media in reporting accurately on how Trenda Aragua took over those apartment complexes in Colorado? Taking our mental exercise further back, do we honestly believe Weiss would have been or will be a bulwark against all of this? Photo of starving Gaza baby hoax. Israeli troops murdered food-seeking Palestinians hoax. Trump tariffs will explode prices hoax. Maryland man hoax. Black newborns much more likely to die if docs white hoax. Elon Musk Nazi salute hoax. Mass hysterectomies performed on immigrants hoax. The all-white Trump party hoax. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. Bloodbath hoax. Biden sharp as attack hoax. Iowa poll hoax. Hope to be proven wrong, but I don't think so. She's once again part of the corrupt media's velvet bubble. You don't change the velvet bubble. The velvet bubble changes you. We might see improved coverage of Israel, which is important and welcome. But Weiss is who she is. CBS News is what it is. And so it shall be forevermore. I'm glad the new boss is a fellow Zionist, but she's still the old boss. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.